Hello and welcome to Soul Ignition with your host, Jana, where it is my mission to help you tune into, hone, fully trust your intuition, and take inspired action to create a life that you are so fully and completely in love with. I'll be sharing inspiration from my own life, as well as powerful interviews with some of our top thought leaders in the field of self-development, of coaching, and all heart-centered entrepreneurs that have a story to share, a story to inspire us to tune in, to allow ourselves to be fully led from a place of full faith and trust in the magic, the miracles that come as a result of. We'll be talking about moving through surrender, allowing ourselves the space and time to fully get clear on what we want, and empowering ourselves to have the courage to take the action that our hearts are calling us to create lives and businesses that we love. We'll also deep dive into different elements of business when you're fully led from this space and what that gets to look like when you scale. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm sending you all my love. Jana.
Welcome to another edition of your Soul Ignition podcast with Jana. Today I have the privilege to interview Katrina Ruth. Oh my gosh, we worked together last year and I just am so thrilled to have her on the podcast to share her magic and medicine with all of you, because she was such a catalyst for the version of the me that you see today and the version of the me that took the plunge and really went all in to start this podcast. So what does Katrina Ruth do? Well, she is known for alignment and askagery for the 1% within the 1%. She helps you remember who you are and then become it, but so, so much more. There are no words to really describe what she does or what she's done for me in my life and so many others. And without any further ado, I'm going to hand off the mic to her to introduce herself and tell us a little bit more about who she is and what does soul-led leadership really mean.
Well, that was just such a beautiful intro. Thank you so much, Lana. And I'm so happy to be in this conversation. Knowing that you approach business and life in such a similar way to what I do, which is that it just has to come from the right place. So, yeah, what does soul-led business really mean? I mean, to me, it's about trusting that you have an internal navigation system, that there's a blueprint that you were born with that's been there for you the whole time. I've said many times, you already have the damn blueprint, you know, stop looking outside of you. And it's about coming back to what you always knew and operating from that place. So following, yeah, I'll call it soul guidance. You could call it intuition, or, you know, there's a lot of different ways you could classify it, I guess. But essentially it comes down to, I'm trusting that what I feel inside of me is real, and that that also directs my path and is my filter in all areas. And it becomes, yeah, the jumping off point for all moves made in business or life. It doesn't mean, just to be clear, that you're not adding learning, growth, you know, that you're gaining information, tools, knowledge, et cetera, from other people or from outside of you. But it does mean that whatever else you bring in and absorb in and add to your knowledge and wisdom and skill, that it still, like, it has to align with that still small voice. It has to align with, this feels right, this expands me, this opens me up. Something inside of me says yes. And I often say to people, even with anything I teach, like, really, it's either your soul is saying yes to that, or it's saying, oh no, that doesn't feel good, that doesn't feel right, I'm not sure. And in business in particular, but really in life, people have just learned, been conditioned, I guess, and largely learned to think that they have to say yes to various approaches, strategies, and so on, that truly don't expand and lift them. Their soul is actually saying no to that, and they're just not in recognition of that. And so that no will typically feel like some slight, or it can be more, but often just a slight sense of contractedness, kind of like a heaviness. If you even feel into it, or if you would put a mirror in front of your desk or wherever you work, you could visually see the representation of which moves you should make in business, because the ones that are aligned for you and that your soul says yes to, they'll result in a physical expansion of your body. You'll open up a little or a lot, you'll lift up a little or a lot. There'll be an opening and a lightening, Whereas when we hear things or are told things that are not actually aligned for us on a soul level, we'll shrink a little, we'll compress a little bit, there'll be a contractedness, there's kind of a heavy energy there. And it often is, yeah, it's not noticeable as all of those things because people are used to it. And it often just feels like, well, you know, this is what it takes to be successful. I should do this. I've got to do this. Okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And, you know, people who are driven like us and like most of the people in our community will, yeah, they'll typically not realize that they're signing up for something their soul is saying yes, no to, because they just think, well, you know, this is resistance or this is just, I have to overcome and okay, I'm going to do it. And yeah, I'll follow through and I'll be a good student or I'll be, you know, a diligent person in how I roll out my stuff as an entrepreneur, and not recognizing that, no, it shouldn't feel that way. It literally should feel like, wow, yeah, that's exciting. And something in me wants to lean in towards that. And that's kind of your cue that, all right, this might be for me.
Oh my gosh, I love all of that. And I've referenced your teachings over and over again, because in the beginning, especially when there isn't that certain cue of, is this my soul telling me a yes or a no? The best thing that I've always leaned into is what you taught me, is if it feels expansive, there may be fear, but you feel an opening, you feel a lifting, mm-hmm. and almost like an energy surge versus mm-hmm. no, there is contraction. You can feel it in your being.
Totally. Exactly right. You, and I love that you mentioned that, because yes, something that's soul aligned can be definitely scary. And of course there can be resistance around it or trigger, confrontation, whatever. And so there might be some element of you that wants to pull away, but actually at the same time, there is this opening, there is this leaning in, there is this pull towards it. You can literally feel, if you pause and tune in, you can feel that the cord there, there's a connection, there's an energetic cord that's saying, hey, yes, this is for me. And you'll know, right? And the more, I guess for each individual, the more that you sit with it and practice being tuned in and dialed in on your own soul essentially, but also God, life, cosmos, etc., the more that you then become attuned and have the discernment to know when something is for you. So I know for me, for example, in business, I'm pretty practiced for years now at, I say yes to soul, that's just how it is. I don't hesitate. I follow that inner guidance and I do it even if it feels uncomfortable or scary or like I don't feel like it. I've been in that practice for a long time now. So it doesn't feel like a huge leap. Of course, occasionally things come along where I'm like, oh, that's a bit next level. That's a bit scary. And I might pause for a minute. But in other areas of my life, specifically in the relationship area, it's kind of like more the key area that I'm working on. I've got to say I'm pretty proud of where I'm at right now though. but I've noticed that along the journey of, yeah, healing a lot of stuff to do with relationship and love, and coming back to where I can trust in my own inner guidance.
Because I'm practiced and tuned in on that, so I would feel what the connection or the nudge is, but I very much would be like, oh, like, no, that's too much and it's too hard and, like, I'm going to make a fool of myself or I'm going to be too exposed and too vulnerable and do I really have to? And so I would kind of, like, hide from it a bit for a while, but then eventually submit because I do know how this stuff works. And that's what I see in business a lot. So many entrepreneurs, they know, right? You know what soul would have you do. Maybe you can't put it into words and you don't feel like you're like able to express it clearly or even feel it clearly, but you do still feel it and you're doing that thing of like, oh, like, yeah, I do know on a deeper level that that's what I've got to do, but I just, like, I can't. And essentially what it comes down to is, fear is ruling you, right? You're allowing fear to be in the driver's seat and to be in charge. And at the very least, the starting point to get beyond that and to get to where you do just flow from soul is to have a recognition of it. And if you're going to continue to make choices that are fear-led and not soul-led and you-led, to at least be able to go, well, that's what I'm doing. I totally acknowledge and recognize that I just cannot quite bring myself to make that leap yet. And so I'm choosing this other thing over here that, you know, it's not too bad and it's really probably going to be okay and all the justifications come out. And then have kind of like an awareness or an intention that this is going to shift over time and that bit by bit I'm going to drop into where it's natural, automated, and easy, even when it's scary, to say yes to soul.
Oh my gosh, yes, and I completely resonate with that, because as I've always learned, if it's showing up in one area of your life, it's going to show up in other areas. And I love how you're tying in what you can do in business where you're a full yes to soul, and how that is now something that you're applying in your relationships. Because and for me, same thing, you know, relationships make us confront things that may not feel so confronting in business. And when I tune in and I think of, you know, what you even taught me when we were at your VIP day, where I couldn't comprehend what it meant that my higher self had just told me, and I didn't see the disconnect yet of how I wasn't really embodying this, the version of self that soul really knew, because there was a resistance there that said, I don't know how that looks or works. I can't possibly do that. But I love what you just said about acceptance, because what that to me sounds like is I'm taking full responsibility that I'm actually choosing out of this right now, and that's okay, but it's my choice. I'm not a victim. And then you can
totally. Yeah. And I think that's a huge piece of the puzzle, because I'm not about, not for myself or anyone else, that you've got to force yourself to leap beyond where you're ready. I think again that there has to be discernment there. We know when it's actually time to leap, even though it might still feel pretty scary or terrifying. And there are other times where it's like, I just am not there yet, and I'm going to be okay with that. And I'm going to trust in the process and trust in the unfolding and trust that I'm on path and I'm where I need to be right now. And if I'm still making my choices in a bit of a kind of clunky way where I'm like, oh, I'm trying, like I'm getting there, I'm listening, but I don't feel certain that what I'm hearing properly, and how do I really know what my soul is saying and all of this sort of stuff. And so meanwhile, okay, maybe I should do that thing that person says over there. Maybe that is going to help me. Just be okay with your learning and with your growth. You know, like a child learning, we don't expect them to be running around, you know, with full speed and never falling over. We understand that they're going to go through the process of learning and falling and getting up and so on before getting to walk and then run and that sort of thing. So with ourselves, like again, if we take the relationship stuff, you know, as I was coming like into being single after leaving my marriage, which was like nearly 4 years ago now, and then noticing, oh my goodness, I was operating so out of alignment with my higher self, really just did not treat myself as a person who was worthy or to be honored physically, emotionally, any of it. And I look back and I'm like, wow, that was like intense, that first year after marriage. But I also look back and I'm like, it's kind of what I needed to find my way and to like experiment with what wasn't aligned to ultimately reveal and unveil what was aligned. And now in that area, I'm so grounded, so certain of who I am and what I get to have. And I couldn't have got to this point without going through all of that. So even along the way, there were often periods where I knew that this is not what that, you know, next level version of me would be doing. And in business, people will often know that if they were fully, they'd planted that flag as the leader, the messenger, the person who fully trusts in herself or himself, then they wouldn't be doing this thing or that thing over there, or they wouldn't be conforming with the strategy for launching or whatever it is. But at the same time, it's like, this is where I'm at right now, and I'm reaching as far as I can right now. And at the same time, I can see the future unfolding. And so as long as each day I am in some way checking in and going, okay, if I were truly being true to me today, for who I am today, for the tools I have available within me today, what would my move be? And just a little adjustment day by day, a little dialing up, a little, you know, 0.0001% move into alignment or into next level self or into soul, etc., you're going to get there and you're going to be fine. You don't have to, you know, live in fear that, oh my God, my next level self wouldn't do this, and so now I'm screwing it all up or something.
Yeah, and so, not that we could ever really screw it up, when I think about it, when I'm listening to you share, it's everything is perfect even along the way. As I'm listening to you, I hear this interdimensional being engaging. Like there's the higher self that's aware, there's the human self, and you're seeing all of these experiences. And then there's also being able to see the big vision, but just giving yourself the space to navigate every step of the way, because those lessons do really expand us. And I see the quantum leap as something that occurs over time, rather than it looks like it happens all at once. But I've learned, at least for me, and tell me if this is the same for you, that the quantum leap occurs after step by step by step by step, like you said, a little percentage here, a little percentage here, and then there's a big shift that occurs after taking all of those steps along the way and just trusting.
Right. There's always, at some point, it's like it clicks in that it's like, I don't know, the gates of heaven open and the angels sing, and all of a sudden, you know, like people start rolling into your DMs just wanting to pay yeah. you, or opportunities that are like, quote unquote, out of nowhere fall in your lap. Or like for me, like with the relationship stuff, like I just met a guy that was just like, so like, I said to one of my friends, how did I next level so fast? I feel like I just went up 100 levels. Like, how have I called this in? I'm like so kind of impressed at myself, but also a little bit like, is this too good to be true? Surely I kind of, like, surely it can't be this good. Like, it's too good. It's surreal. And it just happened out of nowhere. Like, I just got on a plane and met this guy on the plane. I'm like, what? And then I'm like, wait, hold up. It didn't happen out of nowhere. Literally every day for 4 years. And even before that, when I was still in my marriage, I've been doing internal work to figure this shit out and to gradually shift myself in. And with business, you know, you've experienced this in business. We were talking about it before we started recording. And I've experienced it in business as well many times, where all of a sudden you just kind of go to the next level, and people are just showing up, and you just kind of, everyone suddenly knows about you, and money is just flowing. And it's like, how did that just happen overnight? And it's like, no, well, it wasn't overnight. You've been really patient. Like, well done, you know, good and faithful servant. I'm like, am I quoting the Bible? You were patient. You showed up. You were in the being every day, and you were submitting and surrendering to the daily unfolding and to the tiniest little adjustments, which sometimes are so infuriating, right? And then all of a sudden it just opens up and you're like, oh shit, it actually just all happened the way that I wanted it to. And probably a big part of that is, as well, is that it clicks in when you finally let go and stop obviously looking for it and being an attachment and all that stuff.
Oh my gosh, 1,000,000%. It was when I stopped attaching meaning of what business got to look like, who I was. I like to call it another layer of ego death, or, you know, we go through this. Mm-hmm. Like, one thing that I love that you do is you really marry the practical with the quantum in such a
yeah.
wonderful way, where being in your presence, even just as I'm sitting with you, because I'm very sensitive to energy, the vibrational frequency of my being is so full on right now. I'm vibrating so high. And I attribute that to, I mean, I was doing so before we got on the call, but I know you are so high vibe. And yet you've always said something that I love, which makes it so accessible to everybody listening, is that nothing that you do today is different than what you did when you first started. And it's the basics, going within,
communing,
the daily principles of, like, really dedicating yourself and being in that surrender and doing the work incrementally and just being patient and knowing that the outcome is already on its way.
That's exactly right. Yeah, the surrender piece is huge. It's a funny one because, you know, we know about surrender. So many people know about surrender. I certainly understand surrender. You understand surrender. But yet when you're in it and you really want something and you are like, yeah, you're feeling like this thing should be in my life, or I should be at this level. Like, a lot of entrepreneurs will often feel like, this is bullshit. I should already be making $1,000,000, or I should whatever. And like, it genuinely feels like, this is outrageous. Like, who authorized this shit? It's ridiculous, right? And so it's kind of hard to surrender even when you fully understand how all of this works. And so even the practice of surrendering is something you have to surrender to, and you have to be patient around it, and kind of like laugh at yourself as well and be like, oh, there I go again, getting into attachment. Ha ha, how funny. You know, you want to maybe like smack yourself on the head at the same time, but you just have to be okay with where you are and trust that it will just click in at some point. All I can do is all I can do for that day as best as I can. You know, people will often ask, but how do I know? How do I know what alignment is, or what my soul wants, or what my intuition is? I'm not sure. And it's like, you know, but you are though. What if you were? I get that you're not sure. But even though you feel not sure and you don't know what alignment is, if you did know, what would your next move be? And that is the answer. And it's just submitting to that and trusting that however clunky or scary or, you know, not dropped in, it maybe feels moment to moment, that whatever the guidance you got, that is the guidance for that moment. Use that moment for what it was given you for and release it and move on. And if you can be in the practice of that, yeah, you might pick yourself up a million times before you get to where you want to go. And you might feel like you're embarrassing yourself or this is not going anywhere. You know, showing up from this place and I'm still no further along than what I was and this is bullshit and all of that stuff. It's all just part of it. But then you look back and you're like, wow, look how far I've actually come. Well, I felt like I was just thrashing around and not moving anywhere the whole time. I've actually shifted this far. And truly one day it will just click in and that's how it happens. That's how it always happens. That's how it happened for me with business and money. It was like, fuck, like I just, honestly, like I know this might be a statement that makes some people want to roll their eyes at me. Like it was literally like I woke up one day and I'd become a millionaire and then, you know, beyond kept going. And it was like, when did that happen? I'm like still the same person that was struggling and over 140K in debt. And like, am I a millionaire? Is this true? You know, like a lot of people say things won't manifest or happen until it feels real. Like, oh, if it feels too good to be true, then you're kind of screwed because you'll never manifest it. I'm like, no. That's bullshit. It still felt too good to be true for me for like years after I was making multiple millions of dollars per year. In fact, to this day, I still am suddenly like, is this true? Because I'm looking in the mirror and seeing the same chick, you know, in her gym gear that feels unsure of herself and is naturally super introverted and like all of that stuff. And it's still years later, there's still a part of it that feels surreal. And now with the men stuff, it's the same feelings. It's like, is this true? Like, am I making this up? Is it real? So yeah, it does just click in and you'll be kind of like, I don't even know if I can trust this at first. And then you got to practice trust. That's the next thing that happens after the surrender bit work.
Oh, and I completely resonate with all of that. And those have been my go-tos, like trust, faith, surrender. And it's a moment to moment. I love that you've always taught, you know, what if you did know, what would it be? Or what does your soul say? And I know I was practicing that before I had fully integrated it. And now moment to moment, day to day, if when I do journal and I'm in the journal, it's no longer me thinking of what I'm going to write or processing what I'm thinking. It's more so that communion. It's the stream of consciousness that you've always talked about that I find it's like I'm literally communicating with my higher self and I'm in that surrender state to allow the message to come through. And so I no longer sit there and question, is the message, is the product, is the course, is the whatever it is worthy? Because I've gotten myself completely disconnected from the message meaning anything about my worthiness or the business actually identifying with me at all.
Yeah.
Really
so good.
That.
Oh, yeah, you're so welcome. And that's so good. I love it. Somebody said to me the other day in one of my groups something like, well, Kat, you must have days where you're not feeling it or, you know, you're not motivated or you're tired or you're just like not having the best day internally or whatever. What do you do? Like, what do you do to show up? Do you just not show up or how do you get yourself into state or something like that? And, you know, on another day I might have given a different answer, like, okay, these are my practices, rituals and so on. Yeah, some days I just don't show up. That's fine as well. But really what I do most of the time is I just do my damn job. And that was my answer. And it kind of made me think of that when you shared that about, it's not about me, like, I just do my job. I just let the message out or I show up and put the camera on or whatever it is that I need to do. And it's not from a place of like, oh, well, got to go do my job. It's an understanding that when I put my human self aside, the magic will show up. You know, when I, like there's a great line in a Stephen Pressfield book. I love Stephen Pressfield. So his book, The Artist's Journey, I think it's called. I hope I'm not making that name up, but it's his most recent book. And oh, there was a line in there that just gave me goosebumps, which was when you show up for the goddess shows up for you. Mm. And I was like, whoa, like, I mean, it wasn't like a new idea. I've probably said things like that myself a million times. Yeah, it is called The Artist's Journey. But it just so spoke to me in that moment. I'm like, I wish people could understand this, that you don't need to be feeling it. You don't need to be like feeling confident or certain or ready to expose yourself in this way, or energized or motivated or dropped in or any of those things. You just need to show up. When you show up, it will show up for you.
And that's actually, when you said that, all I heard was your quote, when you say yes to soul, life says yes to you. That's what I heard.
Just a different. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it is. It's a different way of saying the same thing. Like, yeah, probably other people's quotes that speak to me most is like, that's my quote said in a different way. Wow, I'm a genius.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's so good. And you know what I really keep, what keeps coming through as we're chatting, and I don't want to forget to say this, but there's so much wisdom coming online, is we're going through a really interesting period in reality. And whether you're listening to this now or in a few years from now, I always feel like it'll be relevant because we'll be going through some sort of awakening or understanding, it depending on where you are currently in your development. But this period that we're moving through right now is a collective of going within. It really just speaks to me to what you've been teaching for, it's over 15 years, right? I don't want to say that wrong. Mm-hmm. We've been doing this for a long time.
Nearly 15 years online. Yeah, and other stuff offline before that.
And so what you've been teaching is what we're kind of being forced to do as a collective right now, to go within, to really question everything, to really tune in and start being able to hear our souls, because there's been so much of the go, 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 run, go to work, go do this. And there's been that disconnect from that sovereign self, which is what I see you as an amazing teacher of is sovereignty.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and you've always been that for me. I just didn't understand it for a long time. And now that I've had access to it, I see this work being even more important. And so what's coming through, the question is, with what we're actually going through as a collective right now, what would be something that you would recommend or give a tip to, you know, going back to when you first have that moment of, okay, I can't not do this. Like when you left your marriage, I know a little bit about your story, but the listeners don't. What would you recommend to someone if they're in the beginning stages and this is their very first knowing of, oh crap, I do have a choice. What would you recommend to them to help them navigate this period of really coming to find the self again?
Yeah, I think it's kind of a continual back and forth between, if I was already there and I was already that next level person who I know I have to become, then what would my move be in this moment? And one way to help know the answer is kind of like fast forward in your head and look back from tonight. So let's say I don't feel like working out. Let's take a simple example that's not like so, you know, dramatic to life. I don't feel like doing my workout today. Is it aligned for me to do my workout? Yes or no? Maybe I need to rest. Maybe my body needs to lay on the couch. But, and I'm like, it is possible. And then you just kind of fast forward in your mind and look back from the evening and go, looking back from that place, what do I know the correct move for right now is? So you can apply that to really big full-on life stuff as well, obviously. And yeah, it will feel scarier, but you still know the answer. So that's part of it. And then the other part is being kind with yourself to where you are right now. Like, it took me years to leave my marriage, and there's lots of other things in life where it took me such a long time. And maybe I could say, oh, well, if I was more dropped in or more operating from higher self or more trusting soul, I would have made that move faster. Yeah, maybe, maybe not. It doesn't matter. Either way, I made the right decision. I trust, and you've got to trust and choose that you're always making the right decision, and that if things play out or drag out or it takes ages to take that leap of faith, then there was a reason for that. And there were things that you needed to learn first, and you'll look back and you'll be so grateful for whatever learning came from that pain or struggle or uncertainty and so on. So it's just kind of surrender to the idea that you're always in the right place and that you literally can't screw it up. But yeah, have that push and pull. Like it is, it's kind of every day, like, okay, well, let's teeter on the edge of the cliff and go, what move do I know I'm meant to make here? I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And then if you back away again, like, okay, well, you're going to feel a little despondent at yourself probably, but then you can go be kind to yourself and say, well, why did I need to do that? What part of me still needs to be here where I'm at right now? Let me look around and go, what is it that I get to learn or that I still need to grow through? And if it really just is, I'm just not ready, it's too scary, what if I screw something up? What if I fuck up my life or something? Then like, okay, it's fine. You don't have to make a move now. Trust that you're where you need to be. Allow yourself to be in the humanness of it, but do keep kind of day by day or pretty consistently coming back to holding that standard for yourself and going, all right, but what would my next level self be? So it's kind of just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And bit by bit, you make the adjustments.
Amazing. I love that because it's really, again, going back to the basics, keeping it simple. And the one last thing I wanted to ask you, because we have a pretty vast array of listeners, some that have more of an understanding of universe or spirit, soul, some that may really understand God. And I know recently, it was within the last few months that you had shared that you had started going back to church. And I wanted to, if you could explain, what is it, for the longest time that wasn't the case? And what have you, what pulled you to go back to church? And more than anything, why I'm feeling called to ask this question is a lot of people may not understand the variant. So if they call it soul, or if they call it God, or if they call it spirit, do you view that all as one thing and it's just based on perception and their connection to a higher power of their own understanding?
Well, I think for a lot of people, that's what aligns and what feels like either right or it feels like what they're ready for in some cases and what they can get their head around. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean that in a sound a little bit patronizing, but for some people, it's just aligned and right that they kind of would reference all those things together. For other people, they kind of know that they actually on a core level have more of an alignment to a separation in terms of God, as in God, the Heavenly Father, the Holy Spirit, God of the Bible, right? And so it depends on the person. And that was me I grew up super Christian. And so to me, when you say God, it always meant God in that context. I understood, obviously, that people use the word God in another context, but for me, that's what it meant. But then I was definitely away, but not walking closely with God at all and not, you know, actively being a Christian for about 20 years. And I gradually started interchanging those words, and I would say God, or I would say the universe or spirit or source. I've used that word a little bit. It's never fully deeply resonated with me for some reason. Or soul. And I would kind of loosely, like it was like on the surface, I was like, oh, that all means kind of the same thing. But actually, I didn't really believe that in my heart. So that's what I mean with some people. Some people similar to where I was at, where deep down I knew that, you know, for me, soul is different to God, and God means God as in the Christian God. So that's what I eventually came back to. And I went back to church and I just I flipped the switch and I instantly, like in a heartbeat, went all the way back in on Christianity and God in that sense. But then it's still like a journey. When I say went all back in, it was, you know, like a recommitment I made. But gradually I realized, oh, well, I don't actually have like a daily practice of speaking to God and praying and sitting in that. So I had to gradually introduce that. Like, I'm still working on it for sure. But as far as all those different terms, no, to me it's different. But yeah, it's kind of confusing actually, because I might say something like spirit or download or different words that I might use, and in my mind I'm clear that that's coming from God, but for somebody listening, of course, they might not necessarily pick that up. I do definitely talk about God a lot and I talk about Christianity a lot, so anyone who follows me for a little bit would pick that up pretty quickly, I think. But yeah, if you just read like one blog or heard one live stream and I talk about spirit coming through, I mean, that could mean anything to the person listening, but it means what it means to me. But I guess that's true for so many words, like even the word hustle, right? Like I have a meaning that I mean around hustle, which a lot of people don't kind of align with that word, and they feel like that word is just like an angry mean word, whereas to me it's like a flow word that indicates purposeful action, which could also include laying around meditating or whatever.
Yes. Oh, I love that you said that, because all I hear when I think of words is just in the biblical sense, when I would open the Bible and there's literally, I'm reading something, but the words that I'm reading don't actually sound like what I'm getting as, I would say, a download, the revelations. And so I love that you reframed hustle, because it's really up to perception. And I too have recently gotten into that understanding of when I'm journaling now, or when I'm in that practice, what's happening is I feel like I'm actually having a conversation with my higher power, with soul. So for me, I know I'm an aspect of that creator. And so when we come together in what you so beautifully call stream of consciousness, I feel that that's actually really prayer for me. And that's been profound in the way I have those moments. Powerful.
Yeah, there's definitely kind of like a blending, and yeah, like so many people end up in prayer and they maybe didn't necessarily intend that or think about it that way in advance, and then it just kind of happened. Like, there's a lot of constructs that we could, it could be a whole nother conversation.
Yeah.
Frameworks and constructs of, oh no, well, I don't align with God or with prayer because of this and this. And a lot of it is, you know, conditioned shit or stuff where church or people were not operating in alignment, essentially. And then if you like step away from the constructs, it's like, well, I think you're talking to God all the time, actually, and you didn't really quite realize it, or you're just not using that word.
Oh my gosh, yes, exactly. And so I've just been in the practice of surrender and saying, I really don't know anything. I really am nothing. So I could allow myself to receive a level of wisdom or a download or spirit talking to me. Even when I'm at church, there's moments where I feel resistance in my body. And then I say, oh, what is it that I'm not seeing here? Help me to understand. And then I'll get this beautiful knowing and it'll just feel so expansive. So that's been a cool dance for me. So yeah, I really resonate with that. Well, if you could give our listeners in a sentence or two, biggest takeaway, if they don't really get much out of our conversation, which I don't know how that's even possible, but if you would have them walk away with a one thing that they walk away with and integrate, what would that be?
Back yourself that what you feel inside of you is real. Go all in on you faster. Worked with hundreds of clients one-on-one now and thousands through my groups, and the people who get the results the fastest that they want and that it's aligned for them are the ones who trust the fastest, trust in themselves.
I love that. Amazing. And in the show notes I will share how to get in touch with Kat and follow her. And I mean, she literally every day, all day, I've never seen anyone else share as much free content and wisdom. And so I highly recommend you go and deep dive and lose yourself a little while in the pool of the Kat blogs and videos. And thank you so much for being with us today, Kat. It's been wonderful. What a beautiful conversation.
Yeah, you're so welcome. It's so good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And if you haven't subscribed, please do so below, and we will see you next time.